We are on Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Huna, kol berye she'ein boy etzem, every berye that does not have atzomais, einay miskayim yud beis chodesh, cannot live yud beis chodesh. Omar Rav Pope, so lamayin afkemina, Omar Rav Pope, shma mino mida Rav Huna, from Rav Huna we can derive Hoda Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Kishais, she itliye be'ibe asura. If Kishais are hops, and if it got wormy while it was mechubel, so the worms inside are also, we'll see in Rashi, it's called Sheretz Hasheretz al Ha'oretz, since the Kishais are mechubel, so the telas in the Kishais is a din of Sheretz Hasheretz al Ha'oretz, and it's also. But Hani, Tamri, Tekado, Leboso, Treise, Yachi, Shate, but if you had tomorrow that were left in the card more than 12 months, and now you see that you see Teiloyim in these tomorrow, it's more than 12 months, so it cannot be Teiloyim from when the tomorrow were Mechuba. Because we have this Yesoid from Rav Huna. The Rav Huna had said that every barrier that does not have an etzem cannot live more than 12 months. So the Teiloyim, we open up a Tamro and we find a Teilas in it. So the Teilas is not from when it was Mechuba, because the bug that was there when it was Mechuba died already, because it's more than 12 months. Now I see a creeping bug in this tamra. So this bug originated from the tamra after it was tolush. This teilas was never shayretz al ha'oretz. Seems it originated in the tamra, never was shayretz al ha'oretz. A teilas that's not shayretz al ha'oretz, you're allowed to eat. There's no iser of teiloyim. That means, Kozman, it's not 12 months old, so you have to be afraid. I can't ask the Telas a birth certificate when he was born. So it could be this is a Telas that was in the Tamro when the Tamro was Mechuba. And since it was Mechuba Loretz, it has a din of Shoyretz Aloretz. That Telas is also. But after 12 months, I'll kaponim this Telas originated in the Tamro after it was Nitlash from the Ilon. So Memele, so this is a Telas that which was as yet not Shoyretz al Horetz, so this Telas is Mutatit. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Kol Berye Shein Lo Etzem, Eina Miskayem Esyut Beis Chodesh, cannot live 12 months. V'nav Gemine, Kedem Meforesh Rapopet. Kishois shehitliya be'ibay, ba'oida mechuberes, when it was still mechuber, asura teilas fachil, the kiven de mahaleches besoicha kishois, since this teilas is mahalech in the kishois, vaha kishois mechuberes bekarke, and the kishois are mechuber bekarke, Shoyretz al ha'oretz kerinim beis. So that's called, it was Shoyretz al ha'oretz, and that's a Tanai. Hasheretz al ha'oretz is also. Avol hitliya betolush. What is if it was hitliya betolush? Lav shoyretzu, so it's not called Shoyretz al ha'oretz, adenofik minei, till it leaves the fruit. Umahalech al gabi karke. That means that a telas that was nitzer in the fruit does not have a din of a sheretz hasheretz al ha'oretz. So memele, so kol zman it did not leave the fruit, it is mutter, ki the meforesh b'shili pirkin. So now that we know that a telas cannot live more than 12 months, shma mino midarafu nahani tamri dekadom, you have tamorim in a pitcher, shehitliyu. And these tamorim are full of worms. The ain yodua, I don't know. im b'mechuber, im b'tolosh, when these worms originated, if they originated when it was still mechuber, or they originated after it was nitlash, is labos ha-treseyach ishato, after 12 months, if I see live worms, shoyim. The dead worms you have to get rid of, because the dead worms could be from before, they're also. But the live worms are mutter. The ibe mechuber isliya, if it was isliya b'mechuber, the avachayat hashle wouldn't have lived till now. So memela, so that's a papa's limud from a Dr. Isvis, Hani Tamri, Dekade, Labosa Tresi Yachishate Shori. Rabbeinu Shmuel Goris, not Dekado, nor Dekorim. And what is the Taich Korim? Perish Shehitliu. The word Korim means that the wormy. Kamoi Invi Dekorim. That's a Psagamore, that wormy grapes. Besoda Shaloksa Amorim Beperik Makabo. Bonoza Beresh Gemore Perik Shloshiminim Lasuya Anovim Dekorum. Wormy. Bemsa Perik Zeb Hoshair Anovim Dekorum. So why was he Geiris Dekorim? Because of two reasons. Shrein Derech Peres Lanich Pekat. Number one, you don't put it in a pitcher. You leave Peres in a pitcher. You don't put it in a pitcher. But in another reason, you're talking about tamrid, the tamarim that were in the cat. Why you have to talk about the cat? You talk about shehitliyu. I have to know that they were hitliyu. So, yeah. The benetam eforish shedach lo niach kold over the cat. That's no problem. The first kash is no problem. Everything they used to put in the cat. Kedisa bepek cheskes habatim hani sari dekade mishtabdi lekarge. The soirim, the barley you find in a kad, it's meshubit for the taxes. The bamapkit have uvda poke kade, the perik azov, bemishlam sari mikado, nokit vaosi tigra, when there's no more soirim left in the pitcher, so then there's machlokes never between the husband and wife, because nothing to eat anymore. So al kaponim, that's what the gemara, but seems that they used to store things in a kad. The second kasha, the Rabbi Netam doesn't answer. I mean, could be it's not too gefellous, because we're talking about itliyu. Shmami na midarabu na hoda mashmu kishi shehitliya ve'ibei asure bekado. So, in itami dekadem, the bosa treziyach ishate. So then it'll be mutter. Zuk the Gemara vayta. Now, this is a shtikul agadet, the others say tifu zachem, but we'll learn the taichvet. Omarav. Leis baka bar yoyme. A baka is an insect that bites. Others say that it's a mosquito, but alabayda should only have an arichas shomim of one day. We see how mosquitoes have pisazoye have a bigger arichas shomim. But Bekitza, Rav said that a baka cannot live more than a day. The less didve bashato. And a fly cannot live more than a year. So we know kaponim, if you want to take out an insurance policy for these two insects, we know upon them the lifespan. That a baka can only live a day, and a fly can live for a year. Omalei rapopo labaye, labaye, v'omri inshi, so rapopo est labaye, you're telling me a baka can only live a day? Omri inshi, the Welt says a maise, Shave Shani 7 years Imra Baksa Mibaka. That the female Baksa, she was the female, she rebelled against her husband the Baka, and she was viciously fighting with him for 7 years. She was angry with him. She rebelled against him and she had a taina on him. What was the taina? The Umra Lei Chazite Lebar Mechuse. You saw a bar mechuzah. Now, the people from mechuzah were stout, fat, and munich. The socha b'maya, he swam in the water. The solik, he got out of the water. The ichech b'sadinin, and he wrapped himself around with sheets. V'yisiv esalei, you got on the sheet. U'motzis minei, you were there sucking the blood. V'lehoidisli, you didn't tell me. אם תמי, החוץ בשאין כמוי, אז לך ממש, תסוד פלוט from a בעל מחוז, a fat person, and you didn't even tell me. So for 7 years, they weren't on speaking terms, the boxer with the baki. So how could you tell me that a baki can only live one day? This is the Welt has a Welt told that for 7 years she was angry with him because he didn't tell her about this mitzi that he found this Bar Mechuzah. So the Gemara answered, that was Rapapa's Kashal Abai. So Abai answered, with Tameich, you say, was the Welt took the Welt. I should know the Kash. Hoda Omri Inchi, the Welt says that the Shitin Moni Pauzale Tolule Lebake Bekunasi. That means that what a baka gives a bite, so the aver that bites weighs 60 money of iron. That means it's a gesunte bite, 60 money of iron. Now, me ike, let me ask you, a mosquito can have such a navel that weighs 60 money? You take the whole mosquito, how much is it weigh? So how could, of a developer, it weighs 60 money. That means it gives a gesunte bite. Now, what shot ella b'money did do? They have a different scale. Not, we're talking about the way we measure our money, the way mosquitoes measure our money. So by that 60 money, according to their hasogi. So the same thing, Sheva Shanim is also there. It's a few seconds. The whole lifespan is a year. So Sheva Shanim is a few seconds. So the mail, it's no stira to what Rav said. It could very well be that the lifespan is a day. Let's see what Rashi says. Bakom means vu. Zinzele vehine sheches kitzirat bites didva zvu imra loshen kais pamorim tamri nisnakroloi umor dolo. She rebelled against the bake lebar mechuzah. Hashem shemnei mechuzah monogim mishmenim they were fat. Mema moshel zalei umotzas minei domon. You suck blood matzat to domoi. You didn't tell me. Money mishko shishim money. Weight of 60 money. Bekunasi, the mouth is like his hammer. The aver that he bites with is very strong. So the mouth says it means be money the two be mishko shall hain shall baki shukal. We go with their hasogis, with their weights. So bishoni the two regoi name. So be mail in the chanami. It's not a second, the whole thing is seconds of in the lifespan, so there's a concept of 7 years. Now we're starting a new sugya. Knan hosom, behema balas heiraglayim, a behema that has 5 feet, an extra foot. Oisha ein la elo shalosh, it only has 3 feet. Areizemu. Now 5 feet, we'll see it's speaking about that it grew an extra foot. 3 feet means that 1 foot was cut off. Areis a mum. So the Mishnah says both of these cases it's a mum. 5 feet is a mum and 3 feet is a mum. Omar afun loishon. When is the only problem that it's a mum and it's only posel the korban? Ela shechosa v'yeser biyat by the front 2 feet. So either it's missing a foot or it has an extra foot. Then the only problem is amum. Avul choso v'yeser beregu. But if it's choso v'yeser beregu, that means the back 2 feet. There's an extra foot. There's 3 feet in the back. Or you cut off a foot. Trei v'nami habe. Not only is it amum, but it's treif also. My time ko yeser kenotul domi. If you have an extra aver, it's ke'ilu kenotul domi. Now we'll see Rashi. There's a big machlokes rishonim. What is pshatim? Yesa kenotul domi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, tenan osam bebchayres, lunye mumin. Lo ishonu tenereze mum legaboye oled yitshori, shechosu v'yesa biyad.
שחוסר זה דבר לשולש. That what it's a chosor has 3 feet. Oh, yitor is a dabalis hay, biyad, in front, the front of feet. She'ein le'ele yadecha v'shesh lo'gimu yadayim. But if it's talking about the back 2 feet, kinotu domi. So Rashi says, yeser echot kechosor echot. If you have one extra foot, it's like you're missing another foot. Kechosor echot. Vahava kebalas regal echod utreifa. Vahava kishmuta yerech bebehime. So Rashi says, there's a cloud. We'll elaborate a little soon. But there's a cloud, if you have an extra eva, it is like you're missing another eva equivalent to this eva. So memele, so it's considered like the 2 feet which are necessary, I'm missing one of these 2 feet. I'm missing one of these 2 feet. So memele, and we learned nishmita yerech of a behemah is also. So I'm missing one. So nishmita, it's like I'm gishmuta yerech bebehemah. Now, the lumbus of Rashi. Very interesting, given extra Ava is like you have another Ava equivalent for that is missing, so you're missing that Ava. The Rishash and the Teres Chaim want to say there's a lumdus to this. The lumdus is that the Rishash works backwards. He says, you see that a person who only has one eye is capable of seeing more in that eye than the person who has two eyes. He sees more in his single eye than another person with a single eye. That is two eyes, and how much he sees in a single eye. So he says, there's a koyach horiye, that the moyach is mashpia, and it divides for both eyes. When one eye is taken away, so one eye gets a greater koyach horiye. So he says, it works backwards also. He says, if you have 3 feet, so one foot, the extra foot, takes a chelik of the unique of the chiyas of a regal, whatever a regal has chiyas or an eva has chiyas. So this takes half of the chiyas. So this takes away the half of the chiyas of the true foot, of the normal foot. So when the chiyas is taken away, so it's yesa kinotu. You have an extra foot that's being yainik chiyas, so that takes away of another foot when it's equivalent. And with the half a chiyus, it can't exist. That's yesa kinot. Zok sa kumtais amoyre de kezach. Kumtais, so the Ran brings down. Fine. So Rashi went with a cheshbon over here. Rashi went with a cheshbon. If you're missing a foot, that is so a behim is straight. With a din of shmutas yerech, it's straight. What'll be the din if a behemah has two spleens, so a male of the din is nitel hatchoel is kosher. It doesn't have a spleen, it's kosher. Nikem hatchoel is, but nitel hatchoel is kosher. So, the Ran, according to Rashi, she'll have two spleens, no problem. So, yes, I cannot, means I don't have any spleen. Fine, no problem. It's not right. That'll come out according to Rashi. The Ramban asks Akasha and Rashi in Dikduk. It doesn't say Yeser kechoser domi. It says Yeser kinotel domi. There's a difference. Choser means it's missing. Notel means it was taken away. Yeser kinotel domi means that we consider the extra Ava ki'ilu, it was taken away, it was cut away. So he says, if you cut it away, and there'll be a treifus left because you cut it away, so then it'll be treif. So therefore he says that by two spleens, if we'll cut away one of the spleens, so the other spleen will have an ekev in it, so then it'll be treif al tnikev atchu. He says, with the lumbus of yes, it doesn't say the way Rashi says. He says, yes, can the, he says, it matters where the yeser is. He says, for example, he says, if you'll have 3 feet, and the third foot grows out from the second foot, lamata mitzumas agida. So he cut it away, is no problem. That means, he says, kenotel domi, this concept of yesa, kenotel domi means, ki ilu, it was cut away. We have to be dankil, it was cut away. If by cutting it away, it'll become treif, it's treif. By cutting away, it won't become treif, it won't become treif. That's how the Ramban says pshat in this concept. But now we can have a whole sugi of yesa, kenotel domi. Yeah. Ahu chiyuse, there was a behemah, the havala tanti sanye divi. It had two sanye divi. We had already the sanye divi. We had by this is a mokim. This is a mokim in the behemah that. Yeah, we had, this is a mokim where the tzaya goes in he brought, or it's a cavity, either it's a cavity or it's a mokim, he calls it the caudal blind sacks. But it's a kapanim, it's a mokim where tzaya goes in and comes back out again. It's not cholo. So that's, the sanya divi. Agavuche, it's kedai to know, and other Rishonim will learn pshat in the Gemara like this, that an oif taka has two sanya divi. This is an oif has, these are the, an oif taka has two sanya divi. This is one over here, one over here. Here's the, this is the, this is the intestines, and this is the rectum over here. Leiftak has two sanya divi. Abayme has one. The kitta, who chayus, but there was abayme da havalei palti sanya divi. Aisula ravine, so they brought it to ravine, v'tol for me the ravune. Ravine said, it's leifi, yes, I cannot hold on me. So we consider kiyilu, we're missing, according to Rashi, we're missing the one sanya divi. Ve'yishofchon la'dodi k'sheire. If it's shofchon la'dodi, that means that the two of them, but one pours into the other, means they're close together, so it seems that is like one big sanya divi, and that's kosher. K'sheire. Then it's kosher. Zok the Gemara weiter, Ahi gupse davinavke mi beikasi lehuvlila. There was a gupse, there was like a, now the Tmunei Chol is a picture, he calls it the reticular groove. We'll see soon a, and this groove is like a tzinoir, that is a tube that is going from the, so we'll have here two cases over here, and he says, Amor de Kazach. There was a higufse, it was like a tube, or a groove, we'll see, maybe a closed groove, davenavke mi beikasi luhuv lila, that goes from the base akaisis luhuv lila. So you have like an extra tube, or a place where things can go through in the behemoth. So the Ravashi lemitrefe. So Ravashi wants to say it's treife. Yes, I cannot. So you have like an extra tzinor in the, or extra b'nei ma'ayim in the behemoth. So you say, yes, I cannot. So the Ravashi lemitrefe. Omale Ravune, mar bachil Ravashi, Kolhani, Chevi, Bar Yosa, Hochi Yisla, all the healthy behemoths are those who are raised pay for heaven. It's a common thing. So you can't say it's safe, they all have it. So it's a normal groove or tzinah that they should have. We'll go a little further, and then we'll come back to this. So this is going from the Beis HaKaisis to the Hemsis. Ahu Gufse, there was a Gufse Dava Ma'abre Mi Beikasi Le'Kalso. It was going from the Beis HaKaisis to the Keres, to the first stomach. So we just learned that this gufse that goes from the Beis HaKaisis to the Hemsis is kosher. So he wanted to say, if you have a gufse that goes from the Beis HaKaisis to the Keres, is also kosher. So amabar avashi lachshuri. Amalei Rabbi Yishaya, oto kulo b'chode mechite machtino, everything you put in one arige, one weaving, that means everything is the same. Heiched de itmar itmar, that gufse that goes from the Beis HaKaisis to the Hemsis, that we said, and all the chayis have it. So that's a normal eiver, a normal eiver in the behemoth. But going from the Beis HaKaisis to the Keres, that's not normal, so you can't say that that's kosher. Heiched de itmar itmar, heiched de layitmar layitmar. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, kinotel domi, that we said already. And we said, because yeser echot kechosrech, well, because the Kabbalah's rego echot, the tape tam kishmutash yech vebem, yeah. San yedivi, vaydo, karstein, the kairin like. Gufse, kumai kone bosor, it's like a, kind of like a pipe or a davar cholol made out of basa. Davar maver mi beikasi lovlila, that went from the Beis HaKaisis lovlila. And we hear machshure kida achshane kigufse the beikasi lovlila. Chode mechite machtino chibariga achas arakten bekulam. Everything is in one tapestry. You can weave it all together. Loshen oived mochi means. Meise Eurek. The Tikkun Diba Kole Inchi Arige Shemesader Esdvo. Heichet Itma De Bereise Ochi Islohu Itma. Heichet La Itma. No, the Heichet Itma De Bereise Ochi Islohu. That's what it is. Itma. Heichet La Itma La Itma. B'yeso. Chilu Nito Echad Min Amayim Kenagdiu. D'chol Yeso Kenofo Domi. D'chein Alochet Alekam Andapoli. Va'afal gav da moron, we said before, ba'uni dereyem, masilchese kevosei derove biyaseres, if there's an extra uni by dereye, it's not trey. Akimne, ba'ud bekaime bedoraduni, in the world of duni, vikim lu larabon, and del chaye bochi, it's the shteike that they should have an extra uni. Avu beini, beini trey. Alme, kenoto domi. The Tamune Choyl wants to say this Gufsa from the Beis HaKaisis to the Hemsis. He says, we have this. And he has a picture of it. This is the picture. And this is the cut open. And this is the Beis HaKaisis. This is going into the Hemsis, and we have a groove, which is like a pipe. Some of this groove is like sealed off, so it's like a pipe going from the Beis HaKaisis to the Hemsis. The Hemsis, and then it goes further to the cave, then from the Hemsis, then it goes and comes to the whole Hemsis, and then ends up in the cave. He says, Ashtik Torah also. He says, what is Pshat in this groove? He says, when he says, normally when a behemoth that's a malagera eats, so there's a seder, goes into the keres. In the keres, there's acid that starts digesting the food that the behemoth eats, and it goes from the keres up to the Beis HaKaisis. Keres, Beis HaKaisis, Hemsis, till it comes into the cave. He says, there's something very interesting. An eagle, a young calf, when it's nursing, so the Emerson, there's a big problem. If it would, the same procedure, the be by the milk, so it would be terrible. Because if we have this procedure that the milk would go, into the keres, and the keres, and you have all these acids coming out to help digest it into, so he says, by the milk, it'll be by the time the egel will have the milk, it'll be mamish apachad noire. It would never, so he says, this gufsa, he says, is attached to the veishit, and when the egel is nursing, so it blocks off the entry to the keres, it shuts, it blocks off, he says, it's from the niflois aboire, it slats off this, and it goes straight into to the beis hakoyses, and from the beis hakoyses to the goes straight from the beis hakoyses to the hamster, and it ends up in the keva. He says they shechted calves, and they found that the keva was full of milk, and there wasn't a drop of milk in the keres or in all the other stomachs. It seems it went through this gufsa, it goes straight into the keva. That means it avoids the keres. The veishet is over here, and the veishet will make when the eagle is yoinik, so memela, so it shuts off the opening to the keres, and it goes into this groove, to the beis hakoyses, from the beis hakoyses to the hemsu, and then it goes like it avoids it. There's this tube that it goes through, it ends up in the keva. It ends up in the keva. And then it opens up. And it opens up. This is mean the flois haboide. This is when the calf is young, that's what it does. This Samela can very, very good understand if someone had something going from the base hakoyses to the keres, that's not, here the Gemara said that all of them have like this. From the base hakoyses to the keres, he wants to say, really the Sichas Chulam wants to say this. The Sichas Chulam brings this down and, Kaponim, he's Mavail, the Tmune Chayil is Mavail. Al Kaponim, so this gufsa matters. If it's going from the beis hakoyses to the hemsis, it's gewaldig. Now, zok the Gemara weiter. Heyig nosen bar shiloi rav tachaye tzipoyri lifnei rebi al shnei bnei ma'ayim hayoytzim min ha-behema ke'echot. Here the Sichas Chulin has a nice picture, so we'll know what we're speaking about. The picture is Daf Tuf Beis. The picture is 437 Gimel. So now, if we'll look at the picture, we'll see like this. From the Bnei Ma'ayim come out from the cave. So let us look at the keva. The keva, the normal bnei ma'ayim, it goes out, will go from right to left. The keva goes up, and then it goes into the bnei ma'ayim, and that's adurit de kanta amitis. This is, goes around, these are the bnei ma'ayim. That they circle around and around, that's adurit de kanta. Now, you had a behema that had another opening in the cave, looked down in the picture, and that made another Adura de Kanta. Had two Adura de Kantas. So, this is by a behemoth. You had two Bnei Ma'ayim, two sets of Bnei Ma'ayim came out from the cave. So now we'll have like this. So, hey, Nosen bar shilo, rav tav chaye de tzipoy was behet, shoychet, that butcher of tzipoy of my rabbi, al shnei b'nei maim hayetzi min abahim ha-keechot, shei treife, you say yes, a kenoto. Uchenegdom ba'oif kshayro, but by oif it's kosher, let us look at the next picture. So let us see Rashi first. There's two pshatim in Rashi, then we'll see the picture in Sichas Chulin. Zot Rashi,
היועצים מדברים ככה, דריס לו, תרתי, הדורי דקנטה, דריסטו הדורי דקנטה. ושניים יועצים מן הקיבה, זה בראשי וזה באמצעו, אפטרייפו. אך נגדון באוי קשירה, דאוי זימנן דהבי אוכי. אוי קרב, תו הדורי דקנטה. ואף אגב, דלוי משכחס לו, even though we don't see it too often, אוכי קימלו, אוי קרב, it's no cash, and if it's a normal, if it's a normal Indian, so it's not right. ויש מפורש, מסקם שם, שכל אויב דאקי קיים משום דמין הזפק, הזפק, ועד הקוקי בן קונה של מים אחד, ויקורי בני מים, ברי שקוקי בן יועצים בני מים גמורים. Now let us see the Sikha Schumann, we'll see two pictures. The picture 438 Gimel, so we have over here, he has the picture of the Kulkibin, and from the Kulkibin, he has as follows, Sheyaitzin Mishnei Mekaymais, that means from the Kulkibin, there's going from two places out of the Kulkibin, that's if you look on the right side, we have two sets of Bnei Ma'ayim coming out from the Kulkibin, one on towards the bottom and one towards the top. So this could be, sometimes a knife has this. The second shot, let us look at the second shot. The second shot is that every Bishum Demina Zayfik Ba'at HaKulkibin Konish Amayin Echot, Vahikari Bnei Ma'ayin. So let us look at the picture, the top picture. So let's look, let's go from right to left. We have where the food enters the Tubitz HaVeshit, it goes down the Veshit, then it goes into the Zayfik. After it leaves the Zayfik, it should go into the Kulkibin, but there's like a Bnei Ma'ayin, we follow the arrows that go from the Zayfik, then there's a Bnei Ma'ayin, and that leads into the Kulkibin, and then from the Kulkibin it goes weiter, and we follow the arrows till it leaves the Behemah by the Chalchoilas. So that's pshat. By a knife, it has two Bnei Ma'ayim. There's a Bnei Ma'ayim that is leading from the Zayfik to the Kulkibin. And then there's another Bnei Ma'ayim that leaves the Kulkibin. And that's the whole Bnei Ma'ayim. It's Yisamei Mea Kulkibin. And these are the Bnei Ma'ayim of a knife.